on the under $3 menu at McDonald's, a McChicken is $1.50. Because when you're craving a McChicken, you deserve a McChicken. And now that McChicken is just $1.50 with McValue.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
On the under $3 menu at McDonald's, a McChicken is $2. Because when you're craving a McChicken, you deserve a McChicken. And now that McChicken is just $2 with McValue.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Hello and welcome to Sci Guys, the show where we talk about the crazy, weird, and wonderful stories from the science world. I'm Corey, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, the lounging Luke Cutford.
Hello!
This week we're talking about pro-social provocation and betterment by Batman. But look, first I've got a question for you.
Okay, I have a question for you, but go ahead.
Well, no, okay, well you do your question then.
Okay, what is pro-social provocation?
Well, I said this is what we're talking about this week, but first, the question.
This is like when I watch movies with my mum and she's like, who's that? What's he doing?
I don't know, Luke. We just started the movie. This is the opening scene.
Mum, these are the questions you're supposed to be asking. This is how a film is formatted.
Mum, I think this is Indiana Jones, given that the movie's called Indiana Jones, and this is the first guy we've seen. And to be honest, he kind of looks like an Indiana Jones.
What's in that temple? Yeah, that's the movie. That's the movie.
So my question for you, Luke, is who is your favorite superhero?
Definitely not Superman. Don't like him.
Why not Superman?
I just think he takes himself too seriously for a guy who wears tight Y-fronts.
You mean on the outside, right?
Either. I just have a prejudice against Y-fronts, having been raised in a boys' school.
Elaborate.
Everyone who wore them was bullied.
You were bullied for wearing Y-fronts?
No, I definitely wasn't. I didn't wear them. I picked up on it very quickly and just didn't wear them.
So what were you bullied for instead?
I wore boxer shorts, to be clear. I didn't just wear nothing. Haha, you can't believe me now. Here's my penis.
Yeah, your review of Superman was not enough penis. He wasn't hanging dong.
Yes, exactly. Favorite superhero, I'd say probably instinctively Batman, but only because of the vibes of the Chris Nolan films. Nothing to do with the character himself.
You're such a Chris Nolan movie kind of guy.
Am
you
I?
Know? Well, insofar as you're into movies and the only Batman you like is from the movie guy.
Yeah, well, they're very good.
They're quite
I haven't
good.
Seen any others, so I don't have anything to compare it to.
That is not. No way.
Yeah, I think actually that is true.
You've seen an Avengers, surely. One of them.
Batman isn't in the Avengers.
No.
Corey.
We're talking about other superhero films.
I meant I haven't seen any other Batman films.
You've not seen Robert Pattinson.
Yes, I have seen that one. That was also very good. There we go, strengthening my love of Batman. Thank you very much. Batman is king.
You've only seen two superhero franchises, both of them Batman. You're like, that's got to be my favorite, I guess. But that Superman guy, no, not a chance.
I just haven't seen any of the ones with Robin in, and they just sound too camp. Like, I'm not saying that's bad, but in Batman world, that feels weird. Like,
no, Batman's had Robin for longer than he hasn't. Obviously, he's been around forever, but... No, Batman had Robin pretty soon after. You know, if you want to be like, oh, Batman is no Robin, he's cool. No, Batman's campy and strange.
Okay. Ooh, sorry, I just spat on you so much.
That was so much spit.
Batman, see, this is the thing. Batman is campy and strange is a foreign idea to me. I don't know what that even means. Like, that feels like a parody.
So you know nothing about your favorite superhero, then?
Honestly, it would be Iron Man. I just didn't want to say it.
You just keep on looking at the spit on my leg.
Yeah, well, I'm mourning it, and I feel sorry for you.
I'd give it back to you, but, I mean, I don't want it, to be clear. I don't want the spit that is now on my leg, but I worry that if I offer it back to you, there's going to be more spit on my leg from you, I don't know, licking it or something.
Remind me never to give you a gift ever again.
This is the first gift you've given me in some time.
I gave you that picture that's on the wall. You hung it with such pride.
Yeah, I did hang it up. I did hang the picture up there. I did that by choice. The gift that was spat upon me, less so.
You displayed it proudly on your leg on a video.
Nope. I'm trying to wipe it off without touching it with my fingers. Okay, so no, your favorite superhero isn't Batman. You lied. It's Iron Man, the correct choice, of course. But why did you say Batman, Luke?
Because I'm in love with Christopher Nolan, I suppose.
Is it not because you know this episode is about Batman?
Oh, actually, it completely isn't. I'd completely forgotten that by this point.
Wow.
That's so embarrassing. You literally told me this is what we were talking about. I've read the story. I know exactly what we're talking about. And within 2 minutes, I completely forgot that that's what we're talking about and just chose Batman entirely independently.
I thought you were going real hard to tee it up.
No.
I was like, man, you could pull it back a little bit. You know, we don't need to be so heavy handed.
Yeah, I wasn't being helpful at all. I'm just an idiot. A very accidentally helpful idiot, but still an idiot.
Accidental. And well, I was going to say being the operative word, but idiot actually also I think is... No, idiot I don't think is accurate. You're a smart man.
Thanks very much.
Just not a lot of the time.
I'm really styling it out.
So, the title of the study. Do you know the title of the study?
Batman helps ladies when they got big tummies.
Nah.
I think that's what it should be called. Et al?
Nah.
Is Batman one of the cited people? Is it Batman et al?
Nah, Batman.
Is that the title? Just Batman?
Did you...
Very good. That doesn't appear in the Christopher Nolan films, does it? It doesn't have it should. I think it would have been really interesting.
Well, that being the theme song for the TV show, no, I don't think. And he was wanted to take it seriously, do you know what I mean? So he wouldn't have done that. Even though I think, you know, Joker probably could have done that. He probably could have done like na 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 na.
I think it would have been really funny,
you know,
if it had all the serious tone of a Chris Nolan film, and then like it just went like sort of Quagmire from Family Guy vibes of like just slowly fading in, and then it's never mentioned again.
In what context? Where? When?
Whenever he does something cool.
That should be the theme song.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Like a leitmotif. That's his leitmotif. It's just a soft
kind of like Jaws then, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same theme tune, it's just faster.
Just sped up, yeah.
Yeah. No, Batman.
So the title is Unexpected Events and Pro-Social Behavior, The Batman Effect, published 3rd of November 2025 in NPJ Mental Health Research. As a lot of authors, lots of them, I'm not going to read them all out, Luke. It's Francesco Pagnini et al.
Pagnini, okay.
Pagnini.
I apologize. To the Pagninis.
You're just going
to
repeat a word that I said and then...
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
My brain's about 4 seconds behind. I'm just like, a reaction. Oh, God. Oh, no. It's here. My job. I have to do it. No. Let me eat for free.
So one thing you have to do in this podcast is talk, and all you did there was just repeat a thing I said.
That's a form of talking.
You're not wrong. Repetition is a form of talking. Absolutely. But podcasts tend to have conversations which have as little repetition as possible, usually.
Listen, Corey, it's all well and good for you sitting there with your hours of research and, you know, carefully written notes and a biology degree. But imagine being slapped in the face with all that at one moment, all the time. Think of me, Corey. Have some empathy for the man who has to sit and react to things.
I haven't considered how difficult it is to sit and do almost nothing.
Yeah, well,
that's really rough, man.
Yeah, well, you know, you reflect on it, sir.
I will. I'll reflect on it by looking in your pale, reflective skin, because the white man has had it too hard for too long.
It's so much worse. Okay, just you can cut this out if you want. But it's so much worse when... So Corey cuts the show. So Corey does his reading of his notes and he's done all his research and he's doing everything great. But he also has a little button here and he cuts to my camera for the YouTube viewers. And he literally cuts to me when he wants me to say something. And I see it out the corner of my eye and I'm like, an obligation.
I mostly cut to you when I'm finished talking or finished saying a sentence.
Like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, think of it this way.
Yeah.
Do you not enjoy... knowing when it's your turn to speak in conversation?
Clearly not.
Don't look at me. Don't look at the buttons.
I can't. It's big red button, Corey.
Don't look at the buttons. Look at me. Look, my eyes are up here.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry for staring at your breasts.
No. At the button. Deary me. You're not paying any attention at all.
Okay, right. Tell me about this study, please. The study I already know about.
I mean, why don't you list off all of the authors since you know so much about the study?
Nah.
Why don't you list off one author? The
Batman.
Only author I've just mentioned.
Batman. Surely they had to have a Batman in order to do the study, so they must have cited and credited the Batman, no?
Yeah, but Batman isn't his legal name.
He should change it. Anyway, Pagnini.
Wow, well, do you know what? Well done.
It was a whole thing, so, you know, it stuck in there, unlike most things.
Yes, so the aim of this study was to investigate the hypothesis that unexpected events, such as the presence of a person in a superhero costume on public transportation or an unusual interruption in a classroom setting, can promote pro-social behavior.
Ah, you ruined my tangent. I was going to bring in that I also read this whole different thing about, like, or maybe it was the same thing about, like, kids dressing up as superheroes and then actually doing better in class. But turns out that's the same thing.
I didn't ruin your tangent. If anything, I teed it up.
You're right.
You can go on it now.
I've already done it.
That wasn't so much a tangent as a single sentence. Stop looking at the buttons.
Stop pressing them.
No.
Ah!
People need to see both of us.
I need like horse blinkers. You know, like when they have a police horse and the horse can't see out the corner of its eyes.
You know what? I guess we're going to take a break from this actual episode to discuss this now, because of course we are. We've already done as much as we can to blinder you. You can't see the screen that has us on it. I've done my best so that you don't need to think about cutting. I'm the only one that can look at the time here as well.
Have you considered that maybe taking away the stimulation wasn't the problem? Maybe you should do a little dance all the time, like try and overwhelm me so much that I actually can't pay attention to anything other than your voice.
Well, you did just say mere moments ago that me saying anything to you was overwhelming.
Well, you cutting to me with expectations is overwhelming, yeah.
To be honest with you, Luke, even if I weren't cutting to you, I'd still have the expectation that you talk.
Okay, I'm sorry. I repent my sins.
Now, you won't notice this at home because I'll have edited it, but I did just cut to you later there and you did the exact same thing.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Anyway.
We should get back to this though, Luke.
Maybe I should dress up as Batman and then I'd find this easier. Can we do a study on that?
There's already enough superhero stuff in here. And to be honest with you, Luke, if we were going to do a study on you, I don't think putting you in a Batman costume would be the first port of call. There are many, many other far more interesting things to look into.
Mostly involving MRI machines.
Yeah, I mean, really get a good old look inside that noggin and seeing what's going on in there.
Can I be dressed as Batman at the time?
You can be dressed as whatever you like, so long as there's no metal.
I come in like a full metal Batman helmet and immediately stick to the MRI machine.
Head ripped straight off.
Honestly, I'd be at peace.
You'd be in pieces, really.
Maybe both.
You would be both. So the aim of the study, as I've already said, is to do whatever it was that I said.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have any notes?
No, you've got all the notes.
Good job there. That was quick. So they want to draw on theories of mindfulness and behavioral disruption. Mindfulness usually being sort of active, right? But this is more of a sort of forced mindfulness where you see something that takes you out of, whoa, mm-hmm. I'm not used to seeing this. And you're like, oh, well, now I'm thinking more about my surroundings. Like, if I were to say to you guys, you're breathing right now, you're now thinking about your breathing, and you're more conscious of it, because I forced you to be mindful.
Now everyone's going to die, Corey.
What, because they're going to stop breathing?
Yeah, because they're going to accidentally not breathe, and now you're going to be responsible for so many deaths.
I do that sometimes, though. For real, I do sometimes think I forget to breathe.
I wonder if there's like a disorder where people like have to consciously breathe.
Dolphins.
That's the disorder.
Dolphin.
Dolphin disorder. It's in the DSM-5, isn't it?
Yeah, the dolphin SM-5, yeah. The Dolphin Statistical Manual 5.
Okay, so you said something interesting here in your reading, which was the idea that it, like, the presence of something unexpected sort of takes you out. And I guess the thing I'd be interested to know, I'm guessing we might come onto this, is like, what is the theory? Do they have a theory as to why this happens? Should I say what I think this is about?
Yeah, because I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, so what I think what the whole study was basically testing the theory that, do people give up their seat for a pregnant person? What you're
not, that yeah, but don't you talk about the study. That's my job.
Okay, I'm just meant to react.
You can say things,
yeah,
but I want to be the one to say what the study is about, you know.
Okay, firmly,
what were you gonna say?
Firmly in my lane.
No, carry on. Okay, just don't say that one bit.
Oh, I have nothing else to say.
wait, so what was your question then? I'm confused.
So okay, well, I can't really ask it until you've told us the basic crux of the study, so please do that and then I'll ask my question.
Why did you try to ask it beforehand then, Luke?
Because I was also going to ruin the entire study and then ask my question.
That's
I was going to set up my question by ruining everything and then ask my question.
I won't wait for the appropriate moment to ask my question. Barrel on through and ask it anyway.
This is what I was like in school. Because I read loads of things outside of school. So I'd be like, just ask the thing that was like the thing we were supposed to get onto in a few months' time. And then the teacher kind of can't answer because nobody else is following what I'm on about.
But hold on, teacher. Let me teach the rest of your lesson plan for you so I can ask my question.
Especially in physics. I was really like this in physics because I loved reading about physics. So I'd be like, oh, but in quantum theory. And they're like, that's next year. Sit down.
Actually, to be fair, I would do that a lot. But because I got wise to the fact that they kept on telling us that what we did last year wasn't right. And I started getting really pissed off. And so I just said to the teacher, I was like, Well, just tell me what I'm going to be doing next year so I know what's wrong already. Because mm-hmm. I don't have to completely rebuild my mental model of everything every 12 months.
Yeah, it's a really weird feature. I mean, that's specifically in your school. I don't think I ever was told, like, by the way, everything we told you last year is absolute nonsense.
I mean, they should have.
Yeah, they should have, but they didn't respect us. They just wanted us to pass the test so they get a good result on their Ofsted.
I also feel like you ruining their lessons might have come into it a bit.
Yes. Yes, they probably wanted to tell me that everything I knew was wrong, eventually anyway. Like,
ha ha, stupid.
You're right for next year, but you're still stupid and wrong eventually.
You're only 1 year ahead. I've done many more years of study than you.
But sir, you're 40. Of course you have.
Detention.
Ah, no.
Yeah, so they go on to say, we aim to assess whether these disruptions can foster pro-social behaviors in an ecological environment, such as offering a seat to a pregnant woman on public transport.
Right. So this is the question I was going to have, right? So
you want to ask a question now?
Yes, please. Now that you've done it. So the part of the study is to do with, like, does somebody turning up dressed as Batman mean that they're more likely to give a seat to a pregnant person on a train, right? And my question is, does that go into, like, what they think the theory of why that is? Because it could be like they do that because they see Batman and they think of justice, and immediately they're like, what is the most just thing to do in this situation? Or it's literally like they see Batman and they're like, what the hell? And that kind of wakes them up out of their TikTok scrolling session and they're like, oh, a pregnant person, let's give them my seat. Do they go into that sort of thing?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Fantastic news. Yay. I ruined it again accidentally whilst trying to not ruin it. I mean, I was really trying, sir. I was trying not
to ruin
it.
You're doing a really good job. I think just my view of it is that I would put the why of why people do this after we've discussed whether or not people do that.
But I know that they do, sir.
Yeah. So, theory of mind... For a moment.
Okay, yeah. I skipped
Let's
that
think
class.
About You were too far ahead.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, I've already gone to the bit where people aren't real and they're just a collection of cells. What is this theory of mind nonsense you're going on about?
I've already gone crazy like 10 years in the future, so I don't think I need this. No, so theory of mind for a moment. I obviously know what happens in the study because I've read it, mm-hmm. right? You know what happens in the study because you've read it.
Yeah.
Now, the people who are watching this.
Yeah.
Do we think they've read the study?
No. That's why we're telling them about it. is that it? Is that theory of mind? Okay, yeah. So I'm going to play the role of a person who doesn't know what we're on about.
Sure, or you could just consider, you know, what the people who are going to be listening to this conversation might know before, you know.
Okay, tell me more, please. I don't know anything.
This will do.
Ooh, I can't wait to find out. Stop teasing me.
But teasing is part of the process, Luke.
Well, consider me thoroughly fluffed. Get on with it.
Anyways, so the hypothesis, what do you think the hypothesis they had was?
Somebody dressed as Black Batman walking onto
as what?
I know I didn't say it. It really sounded like I said somebody dressed
as Black
Batman. As a black man. No, just as a black man.
Oh, as a black... Someone dressed as a black man. People are more inclined to do good when they see someone doing blackface. Now, is that because they see someone doing blackface and they want to demonstrate, no, I'm not racist? Or is it seeing something like blackface makes you think, wow, what fun there is in the world? Let me aid these people.
All of the above, maybe. No, I don't know what I just agreed to. I would like to think that they see somebody doing blackface and they're like, wow, this is really bad. I disapprove. I'm going to now do a good thing. Hey, pregnant lady, you look tired. Want my seat?
Don't tell a woman she looks tired. Don't tell anyone they look tired, but especially don't tell a pregnant woman, hey, you look tired.
Not physically tired. You look not like...
You look physically
you look
exhausted.
You look wrecked.
Like, you... look like you haven't slept in weeks. Honestly, awful.
Okay.
A lot of pregnant people glow, but you are absorbing light. it's awful, honestly.
It's the blackface. I think that's what's doing it.
Yeah, you say that you, like, you know, you'd hope that people see blackface and then they do better. Personally, look, I hope people don't see blackface.
Okay, so, yeah.
I'm sorry that you're on the side of blackface. You
I
know?
Don't see blackface. So I actually don't. I don't. Someone walks in doing a blackface and you're like, actually, sorry, I don't see blackface.
Yeah, you just look black to me.
I'm going to just turn the other cheek.
Because you look black to me. That's what you...
So what we're saying is the study is that a pregnant lady in full blackface, walks on a train, and she's more likely to be offered a seat.
Yeah, because everyone clears the platform, clears the carriage.
I don't want to be associated with this. I'm getting out of here.
I'm joking. It was in Italy, so they actually all then got out their oil and blacked up with her.
Oh, good God.
Sorry, was that a racist joke to make about Italians?
I think it feels like it, but I think it's maybe allowed for some reason.
They're still white enough.
Okay, so I think their hypothesis is a person dressed as Batman on a train makes it more likely that other people on the train will give up their seat for a pregnant person than if there was no Batman around.
Yeah, that's spot on. So I'll read verbatim here. Based on these considerations, we hypothesize that the presence of an unexpected event, a person dressed as Batman, would increase the likelihood that passengers offer their seat to a pregnant woman compared to a control condition without Batman.
What's interesting here is they've given an answer to my question that I had posed so inappropriately about, they said, like, an unexpected event, right? And that would suggest that it actually has nothing to do with them being dressed as Batman. It's actually like, if I just walked on completely naked except for a leaf and I was dressed as Adam from Adam and Eve, some would also be more likely to give up their seat to a pregnant lady. And it has nothing to do with Batman's association with justice. It's just like, whoa, that was a crazy thing to happen. Hey,
wild that you chose someone who is like tied to Christianity.
Oh, I just meant like, basically I was going to say if I walked on naked and then I was like, well, let's give me a leaf at least. And then I was like, who has a leaf? Oh, it's Adam. It was in that order. It wasn't,
yeah, you walked your way into someone who is also associated, you know?
Yeah, whoopsie. Okay, so if I walk on dressed as Hitler, well, that's the absolute opposite end, isn't it? Someone very much not associated with any kind of justice or good behavior.
He was vegetarian. That was one positive.
Yeah, he had his
no
good sides.
Luke, no, we're not doing that. No, awful man.
Yeah, no,
genuinely
agreed.
Evil. Caused horrible, horrible things.
Feels like that's the sort of the subtext. Like, we don't need to state that, but yeah, let's state it anyway. The world is the way it is.
You were stating the opposite, my guy. I was merely reinforcing the views of the podcast that, yeah, Hitler is bad.
Yes.
Do you know what? People aren't brave enough to say it nowadays.
You know what? You've convinced me, you know? On side. Right. So my point is that Hitler walking onto your train is also an unexpected event. So if it's literally just like the unexpected, whoa, takes you out of your TikTok binge.
Oh, well, I suppose this was in Italy, not Argentina. So yeah, it would be unexpected.
Well, I think then they invade Italy. It wouldn't be that unexpected.
Nowadays, well, he's kicking about in Argentina now.
Oh, I see. By the way, have I ever told you that I know a guy who went on a date with a
with
girl.
Hitler.
No, he went on a date with a girl. Uh-huh. So a total tangent. Went on a date with a girl and she was like, I'm German Argentinian. And he was like, interesting combination.
What did your grandparents do?
Yeah, and it turned out her granddad was a Nazi who fled to Argentina.
Yeah, that would make sense, yeah.
But
yeah.
How crazy that that's just your life. And why would you, it feels like you know what question's coming next if you say you're Argentinian German, right? Just say German.
I mean, it's the same question that comes your way if, you know, you're like, ah, yes, I'm Dutch. I'm Dutch, but yeah, my family had big money in Africa.
Yeah, 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 or English. Yeah, I understand. There's nothing wrong if you are genuinely like Argentinian German and there's no Nazi links, then fine, say Argentinian German. But if you actually do have Nazi links, it feels weird to lead with, just say German. You don't need, like, you must know what question's coming next. And the answer to that question is not a good answer.
Well, is it not better that you're upfront about it rather than trying to hide it behind just saying German?
Yeah, it's like being like on the first day, I don't want kids. And my grandparents were Nazis. What about you?
You can wait to the third date. You don't even need to mention it. But, okay, I think the views and actions of your grandparents,
yeah,
are not necessarily relevant.
Yeah.
If they don't inform your views.
Cool. I mean, she did do a Nazi salute immediately after, but, you know.
Well, then, okay, there you go. There you go. Yeah, so the hypothesis, you know what that is. You were spot on. Seeing Batman makes you... Well, you would be spot on. You know at the ending of this.
I know how it ends. I've seen this movie before.
Yeah, so if you're watching this movie with your mom, you can answer all the questions.
Batman's the dad.
That's not impossible.
What if the lady was dressed as Batman? Because that's also unexpected.
The pregnant person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose if the pregnant... Actually, that is interesting to see if the pregnant woman was dressed as Batman. But then I would be... I personally would probably be less inclined to give up a seat to a pregnant Batman.
What a sentence.
No,
sometimes
just compared
you say
to...
sentences and you're like, that's the first time that sentence has been said. And I think that might be the first time that sentence is said. Congratulations.
Yeah, because most other people would, you know, just give up their seat for a pregnant Batman. But I wouldn't, because I'm thinking Batman is out there, you know, defending Gotham from injustice, right?
And they don't even give Batman any maternity leave. It's really unjust, isn't it?
Well, I mean, he's self-employed, so I don't think... He's a workaholic, you know what I mean? Alfred's there saying, Master Wayne, please, you're entering your third trimester, you must take some time off.
And Batman's fit as hell, so like, you know.
That's my point,
you don't
right?
need to sit down, Batman.
I'm viewing it, right, Batman is rich, right? Yeah. If Batman wanted to sit down on public transport, Batman wouldn't be taking public transport.
He'd have bought the train.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your own train, Batman.
Well, yeah, Batman can get his own train. Her own train?
Yeah.
I don't know the gender of our Batman, but what I do know is that Batman be pregnant.
It's very good of you not to assume the gender of the Batman. Well done.
I just clocked Batman. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is the baby the Bat Baby? The mum is the Batmobile for the baby.
I think, honestly, Luke, it's pretty obvious that a Batman would give birth to a Robin. And if you don't know that, Luke, you need to go back to biology, okay? Sex is real.
Weren't Batman and Robin like lovers? I don't like where this is going.
Well, they did. Sometimes they slept in the same bed, but Robin
really?
Is his ward.
Okay, I really need to watch the old Batman films.
And sometimes his son. Well, there are many Robins.
Are they like seahorses? They like Batman. It's not just one Bat Baby. It's like they like really, really spawn hundreds of Bat Babies.
Generally, in canon, Batman does not give birth to Robins, just so you're aware.
That's disappointing, I have to say. I wanted, like, you know, like when a seahorse gives birth and it's like really pumping them out, it's like, poo, poo. That's how you could fight crime. Get pregnant, fire Robins at the criminal.
Ding-a-ling-ling, is that the ad bell?
Hello, old friend. Nice to hear from you again.
It is nice to hear from the ad bell again, Luke. And what is it saying? It's saying what it's always saying, which is give us your money.
Wow, it really speaks in mysterious tongues, but that is what it's saying. When you translate it, run it through Google Translate, it just says give us your money. I'm guessing what we're doing is we're advertising the Patreon.
I don't care, man. At this point, just give it to us. Oh. Patreon, PayPal, whatever.
Mail
send it. Send it in the post. I don't care.
Throw it at us in the street.
Yeah, give us a finger. That's cool, too.
Excuse me.
I don't know, like, send a finger in the post. I've never been sent the finger, a finger. Because usually it would be, like, in a kidnapping case, and it'd be a loved one's finger.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm honest with you, I'd rather have the whole loved one completely intact. So if one of these guys wants to send a finger, it doesn't need to be theirs, you know.
Just a random finger. Does it have to be wrapped in money, though?
That would be ideal.
Great.
Not necessary, of course. I just want, you know, I want the experience of being sent a finger. That just seems like something, like, that's a story, you know?
Right, but not in a threatening way at all. It's just a gift.
It could be threatening.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I don't know. I this is an open sort of call. Whatever you want to do with this assignment is up to you.
Uh-huh.
But the real sort of basic element of it is just send a finger in the post.
I actually kind of want to do this now. I know where you live.
You're where I live. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're here.
Yes.
Right here.
And so, can I have a knife?
I don't trust you with that. But what I will give you, Luke,
yes,
is the link to our Patreon.
Okay.
It's our Patreon. It's linked somewhere.
Just
find it.
Type our Patreon into the search bar.
Yeah.
Our Patreon.
R/Patreon. You'll find it.
It's patreon.com/SciGuys. You can get bonus episodes and bonus After Darky content where we carry on filming.
Same thing.
After we've stopped, just keep on talking. Keep on going.
We don't stop, man. We can't stop. It's a disease.
Yeah, I've not gone home. I've not seen my wife in months.
Pro-social behavior, Luke. Do you know what that is?
Yes, it's where you are doing social behavior, but you're really good at it, and you maybe are getting paid.
No, do you want to try again?
It's where you do it as an Olympic event.
Okay, so for example, pro-social behavior would be what I'm doing right now, which is I'm being quite kind to you because I'm treating you with more patience than you deserve.
Oh, because you're earning money from the Patreon.
Oh, okay, that would be pro-social behavior, yeah. I suppose, in a sense, where, we are professionally being social with each other.
Yeah. Cool. I've answered it. I've nailed it.
Although, Luke, I will say you are at risk of being relegated. Your social skills are lacking.
Okay, to answer the question properly, pro-social behavior is where you're doing behavior that is good for the kind of like collective. It's like collectively good. It is like when you're doing stuff for your herd, you're showing...
Hold on, what?
Are we not in the same herd? You're in my herd.
You're not in my herd.
Oh.
Okay. We don't live in herds.
Oh, well, you don't.
Haven't you heard?
yeah, it's like a benevolent behavior, I guess. Like showing good that you're a good old person. You're not a psychopath.
Voluntary actions that aim to benefit others.
That's what I said.
Yeah, yeah. Social skills lacking still. Mine, on the other hand, very good. Luke, did you know one of the best things you could do socially is just insult someone just relentlessly?
Fantastic.
It's worked so well for me.
Or have like a load of notes about what you need to say in front of you.
Luke, if I'm being perfectly honest with you,
yeah.
All of these notes are just ideas for how to hurt your feelings.
Oh, great.
I'm making the rest of this up as I go. I'm surprised you said you knew about this study because it's not a real one. A Batman study, Luke? That's fake. That's obviously fake.
It's nice to be thought of.
So, Luke, it says that likewise, cues associated with romantic love have been shown to promote pro-social responses as well.
I would hope so. Imagine if you were showing romantic love and you just like punched him in the face.
Oh, right. That's interesting. I was viewing it as cues associated with romantic love promoting pro-social responses. Like, you know, you get a kiss and then you're like, oh, well, now that I've gotten a kiss, I'll let this pregnant lady sit on me. On the seat. I'll give up my seat.
I don't like that at all. I heard a story, I might have told this already, about like
This pregnant man sit on me, M-preg?
No, a pregnant person was on a train and like this dickhead man was like, oh, you can sit on my lap if you want. And then this like 70, 80 year old lady was like, I'll sit on your lap. And then she sat on his lap and the pregnant lady had her seat.
No, I think I saw that tweet as well. I hope it's true. I mean, to be honest, I hope that most tweets I see are true.
They probably aren't.
That's how it works, Luke. That's how it goes. But anyways, this was a quasi-experimental field study on the Milan Metro observing 138 rides. So the control condition, Luke, was a female experimenter with a fake pregnant belly pretending to be pregnant.
She was scamming people out of their seats.
For one stop, yeah.
Still 138 stops.
Well, 138 people, not 138 separate stops necessarily.
But I scam 138 people a little bit. Or I scam one person 138 times bigger. Which one's worse?
I personally think that taking a seat on the tube, I don't think that amounts to scamming.
Nice to see where you stand.
Clearly, Luke, I'm not the one that's going to be standing. I'm scamming people out of their seats.
First they came for the seats, for the one seat, for one stop.
And I said nothing because I was sitting down.
Because I did not offer my seat to the pregnant lady because Batman was not there.
I wouldn't necessarily offer my seat to a pregnant woman because I'm not going to assume that she's pregnant. What if she's just tubby?
That is the age-old problem of being on the train, isn't it? Is that person old enough, or is it insulting to offer them the seat?
It winds. Look, do you know what? If you look old and someone offers you a seat, don't be all like, "Oh, you look old." Okay, everyone ages. You look frail.
I don't know. The first time I get offered a seat, I'm gonna feel real sad about it.
I would love to be offered a seat. I enjoy sitting down.
Okay.
If someone were to offer me a seat today, I'd be like, "Thank you. I'm Unk. Please."
Okay. I'm gonna now. Whenever we get on the train together, which admittedly is not much, but if we ever do, I'll go, You look old and tired. Do you want a seat?
And I'd say yes,
and pregnant. You look very pregnant. Do you want a seat?
I am. I'm pregnant with a big old baby. I need to sit down. That's why I've got all of these badges, just so people will see. That's the thing. If you want to sit down on the tube, Luke, there's no law against wearing all of the badges.
It just feels like this is not the leading to the high trust society I want to live in, where researchers scam 138 people out of their seats.
Well, this is Italy.
Sorry, yeah, I forgot Italy.
Whereas in London, of course, they wouldn't give up a seat.
Yeah, I used to get real haughty about this when my wife was really pregnant. I'd be like, what the hell, all of you? Someone give this woman a seat. And then I'd be like,
while sitting down?
Yeah.
Someone stand up and give my wife a seat.
Whilst I sit in the priority seat.
Why don't you do it? No, my legs are tired. I've been dealing with my wife all day.
Yeah, but it was insane to me. Like, when I was carrying my baby in my arms, like, without a buggy, people would just be like sat there and not giving me a seat on a crowded train where I'm clearly like struggling to stay stood up. I'm like, what the hell are you all doing?
Doesn't say that on the priority seat though, does it? Doesn't say person carrying a baby.
True.
Therefore, they have no obligation. That's why I'm very strict. If it doesn't say I need to give up my seat when I'm in the priority seat, I'm not doing it.
I think it just says, please offer this seat to those who need it more than you do.
How do I know?
I'm carrying a baby.
How do I know that that's more difficult than what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I'm a baby.
That is difficult, to be fair.
I'm a big baby. I need to sit down. My legs are tired. Oh.
Okay, I'll stand up with my baby and smack her face into the glass then when we stop the train.
I will say this, though, right? And I worry that people are going to be mad at me for this because this is a very controversial opinion that I hold.
Mm-hmm.
And I genuinely hold this opinion, for real. if your kid can sit on your lap and then you have them sat in a whole seat, electric chair.
Interesting opinion. My baby doesn't like sitting on my lap when is a chair. Like, she screams. So that's what you want. You want
Let
a chair,
scream.
But...
Corker.
Corker!
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do, okay? I am big, okay? It's hard for me to fit into places. When I'm on the tube, I can feel how wide I am. I'm touching everyone. It's a mere moments from being harassed for, you know, jamming my elbow into someone's eye socket.
Yeah.
Not on purpose. That's just where my elbow is. Now, if I look around and I see a tiny little child, a child who could, you know, fit through the gears of a clock, perhaps. I don't know. I don't know what kids are doing these days.
Well, like a tadpole.
Something like that.
A sea monkey. Taking
sure.
up a whole seat.
I see a monkey and I say monkey, okay? Monkey see, monkey say. I see a little monkey sat in a little seat.
Yeah.
And you could fit three of them in there.
Yeah.
You know?
I do agree with you. If I was on a crowded train and my baby was in a seat, I would say, can you sit on my lap, please? And then I'd let the person who's standing up sit on my lap.
If they're pretty, they can't do it. That would be an affront. That would be offensive.
They have to be ugly as hell, and then they can sit on my lap.
Otherwise, it'd upset my partner, Luke. I can't have pretty people sitting on me. No, Luke. No, only the uggos. Uggos only. Actually, I did see a bunch of uggos on the train the other day, and...
What a sentence. Okay.
Yes. Well, look, here's the thing. What bugs me about this is they were being terribly loud. Look, they were being ever so loud. And it was basically the first train in the morning. You know, it was a very late night, Luke, and I was on the train. And this bunch of uggos turn up. And it's fine to be ugly. There's no shame in being an uggo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We've all been uggos.
Mm-hmm.
You and I as teenagers, we were definite uggos. Then we grew into ourselves. And then, you know, life happened. And we grew out of ourselves again. But at least if you're ugly, have the decency to be quiet about it.
Yeah,
These
preach,
people were,
preach king.
But they were making so much noise. For real, they were like, it was like one of them had this like awful hiccups. And he wouldn't like close his, you know, drunk hiccups. And he wouldn't close his mouth. So it was like...
Were you looking in the mirror? You know, like the mirror on the train?
No, Luke. Okay. No,
the
no,
reflection
no, no.
of the window?
No, Luke, I was blind drunk. I couldn't see a thing. I could only hear. Which my other
How
senses
did you know
were
they
heightened.
Ugly then?
Because they were so ugly, I could... No.
Senses.
That's what blinded me. No, but for real, like, so there was one guy, he kept on making that like awful noise. And then his friends would imitate him. And like, you know, it's...
Yeah.
It's one thing to be obnoxious. But to be obnoxious and when I turn around and look at you, you're assaulting more than one of my senses.
Mm-hmm.
Have some decorum. Wouldn't you agree?
Wear a veil.
Yeah, actually.
Pick
yeah.
up from under your veil.
I think, you know, France had the whole ban the burqa, and I'm totally against that. I think we should do a similar thing, but not for women specifically. You know, women can wear it if they must do, but just for people that I personally do not want to look at.
Oh, so, okay. They got to give you a job of judging everyone first.
Yeah, but I don't want to look at them. So we need to find some rubric to determine who I don't want to look at without me having to look at them in the first instance.
So we train an AI model on...
No AI allowed.
Okay, fine. Do you just have to carry the burqas around with you and give them out when...
No. They'll be publicly distributed like condoms.
There's an aide that runs ahead of you and checks everyone's faces and hands out the...
No. I think this should be, this should be countrywide... Like from the jump, I don't think it should be centered around my experiences. I think we should maybe if we do it at the council level, Luke. I've not really figured out the hashtag the details.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I do know is I want child labor involved.
Oh,
no AI, only ethical child labor.
Well, I mean, it brings down the cost for the government. So fantastic news.
Yeah, absolutely, and it increases child employment, which is positive.
Yeah, the unemployment figures are too high, and it's all because of the children.
They're all in school, Luke, causing trouble. They should be out there earning a living wage. They should
the
be
chimney.
Out there.
Come on.
Well, I say living wage. You know, what does a child need to live? Some pennies and sunshine. They got it. Unless they're ugly, of course, and then they'll be wearing a tiny little child burqa.
I feel like I'm going to do you a charity and ask to get back to the topic.
It was a topic?
Yeah.
Oh, someone wearing a mask. Yeah, okay, scrap the burqa, Batman mask instead.
Everyone has to be dressed as Batman if they're ugly to Kari.
Actually, no, because that's too good for them. Back to the burqa. Maybe just a bag. Maybe just a Hessian sack. But the study, look.
Yeah.
So the study, the control was just a female experimenter pretending to be pregnant with a prosthetic belly just on the metro alongside a non-interacting observer. And the experimental condition was exactly the same as that, except about, I guess, 3 meters away was someone dressed as Batman.
Yeah.
Crucially, though, they didn't have a mask. And I'll tell you for why, Luke. This is a quote.
They weren't ugly. They were really sexy.
Yeah, they wanted to show off that face. It's actually got nothing to do with the Batman thing. It's just about whether a pretty person... Actually, they should do that. I think having an attractive person, yeah, like a really hot person,
yeah,
step onto the train would probably make you people act better.
Yeah, you'd have like five men standing up like, have my seat, have my seat, have my seat. I'm such a good guy.
Always offered a seat whenever I get on the carriage. Like the carriage basically clears whenever I get on there, you know?
Because you're so attractive.
Yeah, people start covering their eyes and their noses, mm-hmm, probably because they're like, wow, smells so good, looks so good.
I can't let him smell my breath. He's so sexy.
Yeah, everyone always gets off on the next stop because they're so just intimidated and bashful.
And they're screaming whilst they get off, aren't they?
Yeah, they're screaming, their pounding eyes in the windows. Watering.
Let me out, let me out. He's so sexy.
Yeah. Get death threats about it as well, you know?
That's so nice for you.
Yeah, it's insane how love can turn into hate so quickly. Yeah.
But it is interesting because, like I was kind of alluding to earlier, this feels like there are two variables, and also two variables that they were aware of in the title, which is that they've used a character associated with justice and being good and doing the right thing and beating up bad guys. And they've also just made a surprising thing happen, which might get the attention and snap you out of whatever thoughts you were having or whatever you were looking at on your phone or whatever. And that feels like we need to do some more experiments to find out which one it was. Like me dressed as Adam with nothing on but a leaf, a really sexy person, and you can be dressed as Hitler.
No,
what,
thanks.
What a gang.
No thanks on that last one.
Okay.
I'll be the sexy person if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. Fine. Okay, so we'll need to recruit a Hitler.
How about this?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we try it? And this is just a pitch, okay? No bad ideas.
Yep.
Why don't we try it sans Hitler?
Oh, okay. The follow-up study.
You can add as much Hitler as you want into whatever project you're doing, but if I'm involved, I'd like as honestly as little Hitler as possible.
Okay, little Hitler, like a little tiny Hitler.
Okay, that would be... Sure.
That would be surprising as hell.
It would be surprising, Luke. Yeah, it would be surprising.
Are we talking person who is short, or are we talking child?
I think we're talking the study, and the study has nothing to do with that. What the study talks about is, you know, you're right, basically, right? There are kind of two variables here. Or two potential causes. It could be the sort of superhero priming, where people see a superhero and they're like, oh, I want to be good, which is a thing that, you know, I think sort of bears... It is sort of, there's evidence for that, mm-hmm, right? Sort of seeing a superhero makes people want to be more good, but it could just be the surprising thing. This study is not specifically, okay, put it this way, not every study needs to drill down exactly why something happens, right? You got to get more and more specific as you go along. So this is just basically seeing whether Batman himself, you know, will make people more... what's the word, pro-social, mm-hmm, or sort of altruistic, right? Whether it's because he's a superhero, whether because it's just surprising to see Batman, remains to be seen. But the lack of mask was quite interesting. The reason there's no mask is because they don't want to potentially scare anyone.
Yes, it does feel like you're about to, like, it's like someone about to do a heist scenario.
I mean, if they're dressed as Batman, I feel like less heist and more violent crime. But yeah.
What is a heist but a violent crime?
Heist is... quite literally a non-violent crime. Heist.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, like, you know, a heist implies non-violence.
Oh, so you're being sneaky. You're wearing your sneakers.
Yeah, exactly. Like a robbery.
Yes, okay. Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, sneaking in around the lasers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Heists tend not to have... I mean, you might knock out a few guards here and there. Do you know what I mean? Wear their clothes. That's fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. Where you knock out guards, and then you take their clothes, and they just fit.
Yeah. Crab and Goyle.
No, that was taking their skin and bodies.
Poor analogy. I'm an idiot. Move on.
Thanks. Okay. Cool. So, we know what the experiment was. Do you know how they collected the data?
You said there was a non-interacting observer. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing the non-interacting observer was going... and judging everybody with a little clipboard, but a hidden clipboard, a clipboard of the mind, and was noting down basically how there was a control where somebody wasn't pregnant, I'm guessing, or wasn't.
I've said that already. No, where wasn't pregnant.
Wasn't so fake pregnant.
I've said the control, the pregnant person with no Batman.
Oh, okay, sorry, yes, that's the control. Cool. And then they're just noting down, like, how many times did the seat get given up or offered?
Yeah, so they noted down whether a seat of passengers offered their seat to the pregnant woman, the ostensibly pregnant woman. And when they did offer their seat, they then did a follow-up interview with the passenger asking about the reasons for giving up their seat. Mm. And in the case where Batman was on in the same carriage, whether or not they had seen Batman. Now, what's interesting is that people didn't necessarily need to see Batman for them to give up the seat. So if we look at the results, there are 138 observations, 70 control, 68 experimental, right? So 70 without Batman, 68 with. What do you think sort of happened?
So I think there's a greater than random chance difference, right? Or a greater than, like, what's it called? A statistically significant result. Mm-hmm. Not every single time, obviously, but like, maybe let's guess at like 30% of the time she was offered a seat with no Batman, and 65% of the time she was offered a seat with Batman, for example.
Say those numbers again.
30 and 65.
In the control, the chances that the passenger would leave their spot was 37.66.
Whoa.
And when Batman was there, the chance increased to 67.21.
Look at me go. Well, I literally haven't read the study. I've only seen tweets about this.
That's crazy.
That's fun. Good guess. But I would say that even the people who didn't see Batman, I think they probably could still, like, they just consciously didn't see Batman, right? They didn't, like, consciously go, oh, that's Batman. But they still maybe saw something weird out the corner of their eye. Or other passengers saw Batman and they were reacting to other passengers seeing Batman, like, oh, what? Oh, a pregnant person. Did I ruin it?
No, you did. This is the end. We're almost entirely at the end.
Did I land the plane?
That, you answered the question well.
Thank you, sir.
And then Batman disappeared into the shadows. Yes, you're spot on. So not seeing Batman, it could be a case of just sort of social priming. Like, other people see Batman, so then other people are acting differently, and then so people are subconsciously picking up on Batman being there despite not seeing Batman.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything like that. They also point out that women are more likely to offer their seat in both cases.
That's sad.
68% in the Batman condition, 65.51% in the control condition.
In the Batman condition.
Yeah, it's what it says, in the Batman condition.
I like that phrasing. Yeah,
the one with Batman.
In Batman mode.
Yeah, in Bat mode. Going Bat mode. The estimated mean age of those who helped was approximately 41 years for the Batman condition and 42 years for the control condition.
Okay.
It's estimated age, though, so that really means very... The fact that it's only 1 year different means that this whole thing means very little to me, because I'm like, how you guess in ages though?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was us on the train earlier going, that person's old as hell. Want my seat?
Oh yeah.
So right? We're guessing ages too.
Well, it's like if you've got some wrinkles and your hair is a different color, then I can offer you a seat.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that it was 41 and 42, which basically means that there was no real difference between them because we were estimating anyway, and that's not statistically significant that one group was 41 mean and one was 42 mean. Basically, yeah. There was no difference in age, but it roughly seemed like slightly pre-middle age, right?
Exactly. And they say nothing for the people that were nice, just the 41 mean.
41 real old bastards.
Yeah, what about the 42 nice, huh? What about the 42 kind?
Santa will reward them at Christmas, don't worry.
And so when they were asked about the reason for being nice, most of the responses referred to the importance of recognizing pregnancy, with some directly referring to social norms, education, or safety.
I like the idea that in the way that some of them, people didn't notice that Batman was there, some of them didn't even notice that the person was pregnant. They just wanted to give their seat to someone.
Hey, I don't see pregnant, okay, Luke? People are just people, no matter how many people they have in them.
I just see tired and weak.
I just see ugly and fat.
Oh, God.
That's the thing about pregnant people, Luke. They're always talking about... No.
No, but they get real pretty. They get pretty when they're pregnant.
You got a thing you want to talk about here?
No, it's a thing. You mentioned it earlier. You get all glowy and your skin goes all
There's
nice.
There's a way of saying it that doesn't make it sound like you're attracted to pregnant people, though.
I'm not attracted to pregnant people.
Jesus. My dude. Like, you know, I handed you a beautiful rope to pull yourself out of that bloody hole you just dug, and you somehow managed to hang yourself by it.
While digging weird, deeper. Because there isn't even a ceiling in this hole.
Exactly. I don't know how you did it, man. Anyways, so we know roughly why, well, based on what they said, why people were doing it. Not necessarily because of Batman, but because, you know, they're thinking, oh, well, this is the right thing to do. It goes on to say, interestingly, amongst those who left their spot in the experimental condition, nobody directly associated their gesture with the presence of Batman, and 43.75% reported that they did not see Batman at all. So it was 14 of the people who gave up their seat said they didn't see Batman at all.
That very much lends credence to the idea that the Batman presence was just snapping you out of like snapping you into reality, right? Bringing you, making you look up, making you look around, whether you saw Batman or not, you just were more likely to notice the pregnant person and I guess wonder whether you're doing the right thing, like become self-conscious for a second because other people are looking around and going, and you're going, oh, what's going on? Oh, a pregnant person.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. But it could also be as well that having a superhero there changes the vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
people, I know this seems really unscientific, but you do pick up on vibes. Vibes are a thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not unscientific. It's just often stated unscientifically.
Yeah, well, that's what I was doing, you know. If you say vibe, that sounds unscientific. But if I was to say the pro-social priming.
There's an air of pro-sociality in the, in this room.
There's a pro-social priming factor that seems to have happened subconsciously amongst the cohort.
Yeah.
You can say words and make anything sound anything. So the Batman effect, essentially, they say Batman effect supports the hypothesis that disruptions to routine can heighten awareness of one's surroundings and enhance sensitivity to the needs of others, ultimately promoting pro-social actions. So when it comes to the causes, I've got a whole bunch here, but it's a lot of words, so many words. We don't know the exact cause. They say mindfulness may create a context in which individuals have become more attuned to social cues. However, this remains a tentative interpretation. Evidence on mindfulness-induced prosociality is still emerging. One meta-analysis finds only moderate effects, and trait mindfulness seems most impactful when coupled with strong moral identity. So basically, we can't definitively say what causes this Batman effect. You know, they mentioned the superhero figure might have increased salience of cultural values, gender roles, and chivalrous helping norms in line with research on superhero-related priming. So it could be any of these sorts of things, but it does seem that kind of anything sort of surprising that leans sort of positive could snap people. Just get people to be more positive.
Yeah, because I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before. It's an experience I had recently of being on the train and just sort of like, I was just deliberately trying to not be on my phone because I was so aware that I'm just on my phone too much. Mm. And like, looking around the train, I was just like, oh my God, everyone's on their phone and it's so normal. The analogy, I said this story to people, so I don't know if I've said it on the podcast before, was just like, if everyone was on a Nintendo DS, we'd all be like, we're addicted, we need to do something about this. If everyone was just literally every single person on the carriage was just there playing a Nintendo DS independently, that would feel weird to us.
But what if they were all reading a newspaper?
Well, if every single person on the carriage was all reading a newspaper, I don't know, maybe, but the newspaper is not individually tuned to you, and it's not like manipulating your behavior and responding
absolutely.
To you in the same way. And that kind of is my point, right? Is that okay, so I've taken a step back from a phone, which is like most cases, if you're on social media or on TikTok or YouTube or whatever, is like literally catering its output to what is most addictive to you. And I'm going, well, let's take it one step back from that level of addiction and say video games. Still quite addictive, not personally addictive to you most of the time, like in a personalized way. They've just made it an addictive thing, right? It's like a slot machine, right?
Yeah.
They've made an addictive thing. And you're taking one step further back as to go like, well, okay, what about newspapers? Which is a similar step. You've just taken a larger step. And that's kind of my point is like, if everyone was reading newspapers, maybe not. But that might be because we know that reading a newspaper, like there is at least ostensibly a reason for that in that you're like keeping up with the world, right? And I know that might be the case on Twitter, but there's also a lot of junk you're seeing on Twitter. There's a lot of like nonsense you're seeing on Twitter.
Yeah, and the paper I buy has cocaine in it too.
Well, that yeah,
and keeps me coming back.
yeah, I don't know. It just feels really weird to me that like it's just so normal that we're all on a thing all day.
It's insane.
And it really blew my mind when I looked around. I was like, I can't see a single person on this train who's not on a phone.
It reminds me of a time when I saw this mother and child, and I actually spoke up and said something because the mum was being awful to the kid, but she was just sitting on her phone the whole time, and the kid was obviously getting bored because the kid didn't have a phone or anything to do. And I was like, you know, because they kept on like telling the kid off for just like being a bit restless. And I was like, you know, you're sat on your phone and your kid is doing nothing. You can't really expect a child who doesn't have emotional regulation skills yet to emotionally regulate whilst you are distracting yourself on your phone.
Yes.
Like, be nicer to your kid sort of thing.
Yeah, it's like if you were like smoking a joint and then the person next to you or your child is being like, oh, I'm all fidgety. And you're like, shut up, I'm trying to smoke this joint. It's like, you're chilled out because you're smoking a joint.
No, everyone should be as chilled as... Everyone should be as chilled as me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really depressing. And it is hard. Like, I get, you need
a break. Not smoking a massive joint in front of your kid.
Yeah, just, like, do it in the privacy of your bathroom in between the child.
In between feeds.
In between feeds, yeah. No, it is hard. You need break, and I get it. But, like, there's just recently been a study come out. The government have done, like, a big report on, like, screen time for kids. And I saw this tweet that really hit home the other day that was, like, imagine being 5 years old and both your parents were addicted to their phones.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so depressing.
That's awful.
Really try not to be on my phone. And, like, the most I will ever do is, like, have a single headphone in that she doesn't see. And I'm still responding to everything she does. And she basically doesn't know I've got a headphone in. Right. And it is depressing. And I don't want to judge when I see it. I'm sure you don't want to be judging either. But it's hard not to be like, you're damaging your child.
Yeah, I think it's rough because people don't understand how much they've damaged themselves as well.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even the episode we did a couple of weeks ago that you weren't here for, the hemorrhoids one, where just like using your phone on the toilet causes you to spend more time in the toilet and increases the risk of hemorrhoids directly through that. Phones are impacting our lives in many, many ways that we don't even recognize. You know, maybe people were giving up seats to pregnant women on the tube all the time. Batman or no.
Yeah.
You know, before phones, I wouldn't know. Look, as I said, I'd never give up a seat for a pregnant woman. I'd make her stand. In fact, I'd make it harder. I'd pull out my pistol and I'd start firing at her feet to make her dance. I'd say, dance, dance, pregnant lady.
Yeah, you'd be like, you're going to need strong legs when you're carrying that baby around at 3 a.m. giving it a feed because it won't stop screaming. So you better start standing now.
Exactly. I'm a feminist. So, yeah, no, they carry on. They say, I say, even if you don't see Batman, you know, he can still help. It says, interestingly, while the data suggests that this perturbation may have a strong effect, a notable percentage of individuals were not consciously aware of the reason behind it. Given that attention is socially influenced, for example, phenomenon where people instinctively look towards the same point of interest as those around them, we can hypothesize that the pattern of awareness triggered by a disruption in their routine may be socially transmitted, extending beyond its original cause. So, that's what I was saying, where it's the vibe. You don't need to see Batman for the vibe to shift and you to pick up on the vibe shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman's influence on the vibe results in people being, you know, better. You know, for example, they'll kidnap a child and raise them as their own to fight crime.
And what's interesting, though, about this as well is, as I'm sure we'll come on to briefly before we finish.
Oh, the beating up of mental patients, just like Batman?
No, I meant the children dressed as Superman.
What are you talking about?
But the thing I mentioned at the start, which is the idea that, like, kids do better in school when they're dressed as a superhero.
Why don't we talk about this more on the Patreon?
Okay, if we must.
Well, I'm just looking at the time, and it's pretty close to the end, Luke, and also I didn't plan anything for the Patreon today, so that sounds quite fun, doesn't it?
All right, see you there.
But no, I'll end this on, like, how this is helpful, the limitations in the future studies, right? So what do you think why do you think this is helpful?
Well, I guess if we want to encourage pro-social behavior, which generally we do, and often is the job of...
Speak for yourself.
Nanny state, whatever. Like, it's often the job of government to, like, nudge people to do pro-social things, like encourage people to do nice stuff if, you know, where possible, like putting up the sign saying, give up this seat for a pregnant person, please, or an elderly
person.
Wash
your hands.
Wash those hands, you datty bitch.
Get on your knees and suck.
Oh, is that a...
In the men's toilets.
Quote?
Yeah, above the hole.
What?
That's not a government message?
No, I think you've been duped into something, buddy.
Oh, God.
Stay away from the Houses of Parliament.
But they all taste like cocaine, Luke.
That's why you keep going back.
It's the only way I can get my fix.
That and your newspaper.
That's where I get my newspaper too, Luke.
They put it through the hole, wrapped up after they finished.
Everything there comes encrusted in it, okay? I don't even think it's supposed to. I had what I thought was like a frosted donut. It was not frosting.
Remember when there was a study into the toilets in Westminster and they genuinely tested positive for cocaine? That's a crazy thing that happened,
yeah,
and then
nuts,
we didn't
yeah.
do anything about. Anyway, so I would imagine that one of the obvious uses is, like, if we can figure out what the actual causation of this was, we can try and figure out ways to, like, encourage pro-social behavior, like cueing and nudging, when we understand, like, how we get people's attention and snap them out of things. Because often people aren't not offering seats because they are genuinely just selfish. They just haven't noticed, or they haven't thought, or they're just wrapped up in their own day and their own thoughts, and it comes across as selfish behavior, but actually it's just mindless behavior.
Yeah, it's just, I don't think people are always, it's like, The reason that I don't sit in the priority seat is because I don't want to have to pay attention to anything around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. I think a lot of people will just not notice. But what they say about how you can bring this into the real world, why this is relevant, is that essentially, like, sort of public art installations or social campaigns that kind of, you know, I guess think of it like, have you ever been driving at exactly the speed limit?
Oh yeah.
And
never, always 2 miles under. Just to be safe.
Yes, me too, absolutely. And you see a copper, you see a police officer.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's just a cardboard cutout of one.
No, I've never seen
you never
before.
Seen one
I've
of
seen
them.
The cardboard cutout children that they have, like, when you go around a corner and it's like, child, and you're like, oh god, and then you accelerate because you're like, I hate kids. No.
20 points if you hit the fat one.
No, I've never seen a cardboard
no,
cutout.
No, don't, it would ruin your car.
A cardboard cutout car? That's crazy.
Of a copper.
Of a cop car, yeah. Of
no,
a
no,
copper.
No, a copper.
Oh, right. What, like just like carrying a taser?
No, carrying one of the cameras that they used to... Yeah.
Wow, that's really fun.
Yeah, it caught me off guard on my way up to Scotland when I was absolutely going the speed limit on a country road where there's no way to know whether or not someone's going exactly at the speed limit.
That's fascinating. And you knocked the cardboard cutout down thinking...
No, no,
it was
it's on the side
officer.
Of the road.
Ah, and why were you on the side
so
of the road?
So I swerved to, yeah.
To hit it, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I see.
ACAB, Luke.
Right. Well, it wasn't real, Your Honor.
No, no. All cops are bored.
All cars are bastards.
No, all cards are bored. It was cardboard.
All Corys are bastards.
No, Luke. No, no, no.
All cards are bored.
For real, though, it did get me. It did get me. I was like, I slammed the brakes a little bit, and I was like, oh, which is more dangerous. If I was just cruising at the speed that I was going, which was, of course, within the speed limit, it would have been perfectly safe.
Yes.
But I had to hit the brakes to slow down to below the speed limit, which I was already going. Because I saw the cardboard cutout of the policeman.
Some holes in this story and in that cardboard cutout.
Anyways, the limitations of the study. What do you think the limitations are?
The scam that was being pulled?
No, Luke, it wasn't a scam.
The double thing. We don't know the actual causation. We just know that it's something.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. I mean, so the fact that there was positive symbolism involved, right? Because Batman is a superhero, which might have increased the salience of positive values, thereby prompting pro-social behavior. So it might not be just that there's a surprise, it could be that the surprise is a positive surprise, like Batman. It remains unclear, however, whether the observed effect is unique to Batman or would also emerge with other unexpected figures, like you dressed as Adam, the first man.
Yeah, I feel like that would just be very distracting. Like, so much so that, like, not a single person would actually notice the pregnant person even there. Like,
yeah, because there's not a fig leaf big enough, is there?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. That's very nice of you.
But what if a pigeon just hops on? That's surprising.
Yeah.
What do pigeons do? Let's scrap this podcast, right? We'll call up bloody... Who's the train guy? Who's the train person?
Oh, Francois Bourgeoisie.
No, 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 no. I want a train man
Jay
of the
Foreman.
People. No, he's more maps, isn't he? What's he called?
He's kind of trainy vibes, but I'm not sure who you're referring to. Neither oh, the train guy. He did a video about my
Jeff
train.
Marshall.
That's it. The easiest one to do would be like the train companies could do a study where like the unexpected thing is just like the driver just turns on the microphone and goes, choo choo, chugga 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 chugga.
I love
that's a surprising thing. And then do pregnant people get their seat?
How many like billions would that put in the pockets of the people that own the train companies?
Oh, yeah.
None? Oh, well then, no, that's obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, no. For them to do anything, it's got to line the pockets of the people that own the train companies.
Okay. So what we do then is we fill the train of actors and we buy all of the trains from the train companies for the day.
Will that make the service on the trains worse?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, oh, okay, then perfect. Yeah, good,
great.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, anything to make it worse for the people and more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we have to pump up the price of any trains that are running still.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah, they go to the wrong place and also they're delayed, but that's fine.
It's all checking. Out.
Maybe if we put Batman in the Houses of Parliament, things would go better.
Batman is Mr. Speaker. And every time they say Mr. Speaker, it just cuts to Batman.
I reckon we make a new role, right? So we have Mr. Speaker, who speaks, and then Batman, who sometimes, like, you cut to him, and then you cut away, and you cut back, and he's disappeared, you know? And that way you're never quite sure if Batman's watching.
Do I imagine Batman?
Exactly. And, you know, we are very silly. We have that whole thing where, like, they go to the House of Lords or the House of the Commons, and then they bang on the doors to be let in and they can't be let in. I don't know. There's lots of silly traditions with us. Why not add a new one?
I think we should, all of us should collectively decide we're going to elect Count Binface to a constituency. And then we need to try and get Count Binface to be the speaker.
Honestly, I'm being honest. Yes.
That would be so fun. It would make, it'd be like, it's like the monarchy, right? They're just a sort of fun little thing we trot out into the world and everyone else goes, ooh, England's so fancy, la la la. They love us for this quaint little thing we have, this old man, rich old man who is the king. If we had Count Binface as our speaker, like completely unironically, he seems like a decent dude. And like, he's just the guy who everyone has to refer to. It's like holding the conch, right? In what's it called? That thing on the island. With the Piggy and the Boys.
Oh, you know. Right. Piggy and the Boys.
Piggy
yeah.
and the Boys. That's what it's called, isn't it? Piggy and the Boys. Actually, it's very specifically in Piggy and not the Boys, because the Boys turn on Piggy. Spoilers. Anyway.
Lord
Piggy,
of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies. Piggy and the Boys. Piggy not and the Boys. Yeah. Like, I just think it'd be really, I think that'd be lovely. Like, if we just all had to address Mr. Binface.
And on that note, let's wrap it up. Is there anything else you want to say?
Always wrap it up.
Oh, it.
Because
right.
pregnant. Like, you know,
if there's no pregnant people,
then we can scam people out of their seats.
We can sit wherever we bloody want. I
yeah.
think, yeah.
Ugh, that's it. Pregnant people coming for our jobs.
I'm an antinatalist purely based on the fact that I never want to have to give up my seat ever again. So there's nothing else you want to say. Good, Luke, because it's the end of the bloody show. Before we go, we'd like to thank all of our patrons and thank you for watching. You can find the new episodes on every month.
Yes, you can. Sure can. Damn, you've nailed that, Corey.
Before we go, we'd like to thank all of our patrons and thank you for watching. You can find the full references to this episode down in the description. Subscribe for new episodes every Monday. And why not leave us a nice wee comment? You can support the pod at patreon.com/SciGuys or find and contact us at SciGuysPod.co.uk.
That's SciGuysPod.co.uk. SciGuysPod.co.uk.
You can follow me at NotCore everywhere.
You can follow me at LukeCutforth everywhere.
And you can follow us both to the Patreon.
For Batman.
Yeah, but don't expect us to give up our seats.